Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Skip Weber is in for Sweet 16. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, thank you. Happy Father's Day to you also.
Yeah, did you have a good one?
I had a great one.
Good.
Always good.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. So
we're lucky guys.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when we do Mother's Day, we always, you do something like go to the MAC and everybody dresses up and all this stuff. And we have like hot dogs and stuff when it's Father's Day.
We literally had hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a way different deal, but you still, everybody's wishing you happy Father's Day and you kind of feel good. And the kids all say, hey, you're great. Thanks for doing this. And my daughters post a bunch of pictures of me my entire life on Facebook. It's cool to watch.
I mean,
it's a good appreciation day.
On the other end of the scale, my daughter's been too busy to get me anything, and I knew this. Like, she's working as a mascot right now. She's dressing up like a Smurf, and it's really, really difficult. And so I knew it, and it was fine. But at the dinner table, towards the end of the meal, I said to her in front of everyone, you want to go upstairs and get my presents? We'll open them. And I sold it. And she thought I was serious. And she got this look on her face. And then she grabs my hand and squeezes it. She's like, you had me. Like, I really thought. I'm like, ah.
So it's been a long time. My kids just give me cards too.
Yeah.
Not presents.
Same.
My wife and I give each other gifts.
That's
on
nice.
Mother's and Father's Day.
Yeah.
So I got a signed Sgt. Pepper's album.
Yeah, we had different days.
All four people signed.
That's
I know. She'd
crazy.
Been looking for, she'd been working on getting this from this auction. I know. With me with memorabilia, I love that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And so it's a beat up record jacket. I got to get it to a place to get it behind glass and everything. But it's cool. It's signed. You know, Sgt. Pepper's, you open it and you see them.
Sure.
That's what's signed over their heads, each one.
Wow.
It's cool, dude.
Do you get any backstory of how they did it or when it happened or
no,
anything like that?
No, but there is an authenticity sticker on it.
Yeah.
So it's been confirmed that it definitely is it. So.
Wow.
And it also came with another thing that's already framed with the lyric sheet for 8 days a week with notes during parts and each of them signed that lyric with the notes. So
very cool.
It's cool Beatles stuff. I didn't have any Beatles memorabilia yet, even in the old collection.
Yeah,
because I kind of get stuff that their people are living now. You know,
they had
Springsteen and Clapton and Rush and all that.
I think I told you a few years back. I purchased about 1 to 2 inch squares of the sheets that the Beatles slept on the day I was born. They played in Detroit. And one of my most prized possessions, but as everyone in this room knows, I don't take care of my prized possessions. So I found it the other day, and they've shrunk down to they just kind of look like big boogers. So that's what you get.
So now you could call them the Beatles boogers.
There you go.
There you go.
Wiped them on the sheets the night I was born.
Nice.
Are you guys good at taking care of things? I'm just not.
What
I kill all my plants.
Yeah, no, I don't even try that.
I'm just not good at upkeep.
Yeah, I'm good at storing things to keep them from getting damaged.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar to that. That's why I need to get it under glass. Get it under glass, and then wherever I end up hanging it or whatever, even if it's in a stack somewhere, it's protected. Yeah,
yeah. We do the Sweet 16 here with Skip, although we're going to branch out and start doing some new stuff so you guys don't get miserably tired of it. Today, I like it. It is a movie, Sweet 16, best food scenes. So it can be cartoons. It can be just anything at all. It can be the major focus of the movie or just like a side thing. Want to start it out?
Yep.
What you got?
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's the first thing I thought of. I go, that's got to be the number one
scene,
doesn't it? That's a hard
movie. Yeah.
That's great.
I remember there have been, I can count on one hand, in my life when I've laughed so hard, I thought I was going to die. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was probably my first.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, when, you know, the worst thing you could do to somebody that's never seen it is tell them about the scene before they see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you see it cold, it just you go, I can't, you just,
yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. And with every new fart, you're just laughing again. Yeah,
exactly.
Andrew.
I'm going to go with one that has gone quadruple platinum on my TikTok. I see it like once a week. The Goodfellas prison scene.
Yeah.
Where they're all living
slice
in the house
the
together.
Very and, thin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That,
well, I love
that, it. That movie has like three or four scenes that could be that.
That's the one that really jumps out to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Kev.
The cheeseburger Pulp Fiction.
Royale yeah, man. Cheese. You guys are taking all my
that
good
is
ones.
One tasty
Royale with cheese.
It's a new Hawaiian place.
Have you guys seen the film Hook with Robin Williams?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in the day.
When the Lost Boys are pretending to eat their food and it kind of like goes back and forth from like this
real
elaborate
food to like
feast. Yes.
Paint type Play-Doh stuff.
That was the first thing that popped into my head.
I've never seen that movie.
Hmm. It's good.
It's worth watching.
Yeah. It's fun.
I will go with, I got a couple classics. But kind of an underground pick. I love one of the last scenes in Sideways when he's drinking his dream fantasy bottle of wine at a burger place out of a paper cup. It's pretty nice.
I love that movie.
I like that. Back to Skip.
I think this might have been the grossest thing I've ever... I don't know why. It's not intended to be, I don't think.
Hmm.
But whether it was the mood I'm in, I've never... thought something was grosser in the movie than this when I first saw it, and that was the scene in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom when they eat the bugs,
the monkey brains,
and the monkey brains. I just it hit me wrong.
Oh
at the time.
Yeah, when we were kids, we were like, "What?"
I mean, I was in college, and so I'd seen all kinds of horror movies with really gross things, and that just—I mean—eating the bugs was the worst part of it.
I don't even remember the bugs because of the monkey brains.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the bugs were earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew.
You know, everybody hated it, but the more time has passed, the better I think it is, especially on further review, and that's the ending of The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
In the diner?
Mm-hmm, sure. Onion rings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just saw something on TikTok where none of them bite their onion rings. They put the whole thing in their mouth, and they think that that's a reference to taking communion. I'm like, man, we're really getting out there.
Yeah, I think they just are running out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
With this show after 20 years.
And you guys have told me a million times to do so, but I've still never started watching this.
Yeah.
So never seen it.
Put it on the list.
I know. The list is so long.
So long.
It is.
Yeah.
And good stuff keeps coming out. So, we as it's new, we kind of, let's watch this now. And,
yeah. Wheels.
The family dinner in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, got it.
The dry turkey. Dog hacking on a bone.
Yep. They didn't know that the gentleman was going to cut the head off. So when you see everyone
they
scream,
were actually shocked.
It was actually,
yeah. No, that's the different one. That's Christmas Story.
What
Christmas
are you talking about?
No, Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about
he's talking about the duck scene in Christmas.
The Chinese.
Oh, we'll put that on there, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put them against each other.
Yeah, I remember that. The nobody, they didn't tell them they were going to do that.
Yeah.
And they all went,
the dogs eat the turkey. That's great.
The bumpus hounds.
That was everyone's dad.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about the diner scene, the first diner scene in When Harry Met Sally?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they all have what she's having.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What was she having?
Pastrami.
Mm.
Okay.
There you go. I will see you. I will raise you Blazing Saddles with the Clumps. The fart scene in that.
I don't think I saw that.
What?
I've seen the scene.
You are the Clumps.
No, I have
what
seen
mean
the
you've not seen the Clumps?
I hated those movies.
Huckleys.
I saw the scene many times, but I've never seen the movie, but I know the scene.
You don't need to.
No, I know.
That's all I've seen, too.
Yeah.
It's just you guys, because of you guys, because of this show, I've seen the scene. That's all I've seen.
You
mentioned...
You say my name.
You mentioned... cartoons.
Yes.
So I am going, let's see if you got your Disney references on. I'm going to go with the Bella Noche.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the spaghetti scene from Lady and the Tramp.
Okay.
I had that one too.
That's a classic. It's an old. It's old. Older than anybody in this room, but you and I.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a classic.
Yeah. Andrew,
how about the I Love Lucy candy factory?
Oh, good one.
The conveyor belt. Yeah.
Not a movie, but it's fine.
I thought we were doing TV too, because Sopranos also is not a movie.
That's true. You've been wrong twice.
Look at that.
I thought the initial one was movies and TV.
No. Just movies, but it's fine. It probably always should be movies and TV.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now.
I won't bring up any texts or anything.
Does it say TV? If it does, it's my fault.
I got to go back, like, really. We've been planning this one for a while.
Yeah.
The text I got said TV, which is why I have some TV ones.
But that was for me, though. So.
Yeah, that's all I saw.
That doesn't help my case.
Like,
Kendra and I play a game of telephone quite often.
I have movies ones if we want to do movies instead.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
Yeah, I already wrote it down in pen.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Come on.
Nothing we can do, then.
You can do the job twice.
Final answer.
Is it Wheels?
Yeah. You guys see The Great Outdoors?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
The old 96er. Yes. We talk about that all the time.
That ain't Crystal.
That's great. I think one of the funniest things about that is the size of his bites.
Yeah.
He cuts them into tiny morsels.
Okay, I have one pick left. I want you guys to pick between the two.
Okay.
Either the dinner scene from Signs, the final dinner where they think,
ooh, that's
you
good.
Know, spoiler alert.
That's amazing scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or all of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Ah, Signs.
I like Signs.
I like Signs.
I hate
okay.
Willy.
We'll do Signs.
Unanimous.
I'm going to go with Willy Wonka.
I was just going to say, did you notice that Rachel just snuck in her own round? That was her own play-in round.
I want to
just do a play-in round here. You guys vote on it.
Yeah. She completely fooled us because she's like, I need your help. And I'm like, yes, you do.
That was the Tuesday night game.
Me can no play game without your help.
Dave, you get the final pick.
Okay. I only have one left. Nah, I have two left. I have...
Let me help you pick.
Yes, I have Hero Loves Sushi, and I have the big dinner scene from Big Night. But maybe not everyone's seen Big Night.
I don't know Big Night.
If you played the game I asked you to play where everybody throws the movie out, we should have all seen Big Night, because that was your thing, and that's why
that's why
I've seen it.
We'll do that next week.
Yeah.
Throw them out. Those are two pretty bad ones.
I don't know. I don't remember if everybody else is as big a Cheers fan as I am. It's one of my. It probably is my favorite show, but it's certainly up the top. They had a Thanksgiving episode once that devolved into a giant food fight that I thought was just hilarious.
That's the other one I didn't mention. The Animal House.
The Animal House food fight and the Cheers food fight.
Yeah,
were the two I had left. Yeah,
never saw the Cheers.
Should we do Animal House?
Animal House food fight's pretty good.
John Belushi going through the line.
Yeah.
Before the food fight.
Yeah.
Is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I'm
going to take a break. Sure. What am I now?
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
When he snarfs all that and stuffs everything in his mouth.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that was just improvised.
All of it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool. Welcome back, guys. DGS Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of best food scenes from movies and television. Blazing Saddles versus I'll Have What She's Having When Harry Met Sally.
Give me the farts.
When Harry Met Sally.
Harry Met Sally.
It's very tough for me.
It's the two sides of Skip.
Which one's making you laugh, though, Skip?
Blazing Saddles. It's not tough for me. I'm sorry.
Similarly, Goodfellas prison scene versus The Clumps. Just going to write down The Clumps.
The Clumps.
It could be epic.
Those two face off?
They do. Next round.
Uh-oh. Only one part survives.
Andrew?
I mean, I suppose I can go The Clumps.
Okay.
Spare one for The Clumps.
Nice. Pulp Fiction, The Big Kahuna Burger versus Lady and the Tramp.
Give me Lady and the Tramp.
Tasty burger.
I still think Lady and the Tramp is that's just romantic. It's dogs, it but it's sweet. As romantic as it gets.
I agree. Very classic.
Yeah.
Hook versus Lucy and Ethel with the candy.
Oh, no. I'm going to go with the Lucy.
Well, Hook's a movie.
Please don't get it started again.
I'm going to go Lucy, too.
Yeah, Lucy wins. Sideways versus the Great Outdoors, the old 96er.
Old 96er.
Sideways.
Oh, to me. Crap.
How do you?
I still got to go 96er. That's better than mine. Temple of Doom versus the eating scene from Signs, which I think is one of the most disturbing scenes.
I'm going Signs.
Of cinema. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I love that movie. Yeah.
I haven't liked the end.
I'm still voting Temple of Doom. That loses, though, right?
It was on Signs was on a list recently in my show prep for movies that were great until the end. I disagree.
I totally disagree.
I like the ending of it.
I think the ending of it is the ending that the whole rest of the movie was setting up to be.
Yes. Probably his strongest movie.
Yes. Total. Yes. The Sopranos versus Animal House.
Animal House.
Yeah, Animal House.
Food fight.
You know, there's a lot of great food scenes in The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's true.
Christmas Vacation versus Christmas Story. Dried out turkey versus...
Oh, so like... Jell-O mold with cat food or the goose getting his head cut off.
I'm going Christmas Story.
I'm going Vacation.
Story.
Story moves on. Do a couple more rounds of the Elite Eight here. Titans, Blazing Saddles fart scene versus the Clumps fart scene.
Yeah. Clumps.
Clumps.
I got to go Saddles because I didn't see the Clumps.
Saddles was the... what they've based it off of. I mean, face it. Nobody ever did fart scenes.
As the progenitor.
Nobody ever did fart scenes in movies until Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
I'm going Saddles.
I don't think the Clumps are doing much running.
Yeah.
I'm really torn.
Yeah.
Because I prefer the Clumps. I thought it was funnier.
Oh, you pick what you liked.
Nah, I got to give the nod to the OG, though. So I'll go Blazing Saddles. Lady and the Tramp versus Lucy and Ethel.
Lady and the Tramp.
Lucy.
Lady and the Tramp.
I'll go Lady and the Tramp.
There you go.
Is that a tie?
No.
Nope.
Okay. L&T. The old 96er versus Signs.
Signs.
Oh, Signs.
Yeah. Signs.
Signs moves on. Animal House Food Fight versus Christmas Story.
Ooh.
Animal House.
Food Fight.
Animal House.
Down to the final four. Be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, doing the Sweet 16, doing the best food scenes in movies or television. I'll give you $50 if you can find a text from me that says television.
All right. Well, okay. Now I have to.
Now you have to. But you have to give me 20 if you don't. Brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. We're down to the final four. Skip, what's going on at Weber?
It's the middle of the month. We didn't get a chance to talk too much to start the month. Mm-hmm. But so first off, I'll tell you that we once again have by far the highest reviews of any best reviewed Chevy dealer in St. Louis, best reviewed dealer group overall. It has multiple stores that can. That's the only way I can even look to check. So, right now we've had three fantastic sales months beyond what our forecast, beyond what our thoughts were going to be, and that puts us in a little bit of a bind with inventory. So right now I want to just tell people, if you look at our lot and you say, hey, there's not as many vehicles there as usual, don't forget that during COVID we all learned how to put our names on the inbound vehicles because of that sales we have more coming in than we normally do. So just less on the lots by a little bit and tons more coming in. So we're having to resort to, hey, you know, I like the different color, but I like that vehicle. Put your name on it. So we're doing that a lot. So is it a bad thing? A little bit maybe. But if you think about the fact that we're in that position because of how many we've been selling above and beyond what we should have been, that should tell you how good our pricing is. That should tell you how good our service is. And the fact that we're the number one rated Chevy dealer in St. Louis should tell you a little bit more about that too. So
makes sense.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit worrisome to me. But we haven't raised our prices because of it. We got plenty of pre-owned vehicles, too, out of it. So still a fantastic time. May, June, July, great times to buy vehicles.
Good. Final four of the Sweet 16 of food scenes from movies and television. Blazing Saddles versus Lady and the Tramp. Two classics.
Saddles.
Lady and the Tramp.
Saddles. It's up to you.
Oh, is it up to me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love them both. It's kind of funny. I'll go Blazing Saddles. That's just that the first thing that popped in my head. It was just great.
Signs, which is my personal dark horse favorite, versus Animal House.
Signs.
Versus Blazing Saddles.
Signs.
Blazing Saddles.
Signs takes it. What's our
Slapshot is the super champion.
And that was,
I think, best sports movie?
Sports comedy, I thought.
Sports comedy.
Slapshot.
Yeah, let's keep Slapshot.
I'd go Signs.
I'll go Slapshot.
Yeah. All right.
There you go. Slapshot is it. All right, awesome. Tell you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.